We all know Donald Trump is not a student of history, nor sadly are most Americans. But for those of us familiar with the history of the modern world, almost everything that came out of Donald Trump's mouth during the 2016 election raised alarm bells. Indeed, long before the fellow managed his hostile takeover of the once proud Republican Party, this commentator spoke on these airwaves of America's unfolding 1930s-style European election, one that then seemed destined to be a clash between Bernie Sanders' European-style social democracy and Donald Trump's ever-so-obvious fascist proclivities. Indeed, as I said back in January of 2016, Trump's constant use of a vehement nationalism bordering on racism to win voters, all the while embracing an authoritarian faith in the ability of a single leader's, indeed himself, to simply intuit what was best for a nation, while building a movement that was as deeply anti-intellectual as it embraced the familiar fascist enthusiasm for shows of strength and energy, all combined into as complete a textbook example of fascism as had ever played out on the national level of American politics. But of course, all that was a relatively straightforward political analysis on the part of this historically minded commentator. But now we have an almost 4-year record to test my and so many others' assumptions about the fellow once known simply as the Donald. And yes, this commentator appreciates that it has been an extraordinarily difficult time to stand back and draw larger conclusions about what we have seen, distracted as we have been by one drama after another, between questions of how much the Russians helped to get the fellow elected in the first place, to the ever so obvious corruption of the administration, to its rejection of generations of environmental and social progress, to the impeachment process itself, and of course the more recent economic and social meltdown of American society, trapped as we have been within a deadly pandemic, even as our communities have burned in protests, all feeding off of the righteous indignation against the murder of yet another African American by the Minneapolis police, complicated by the opportunistic violence and looting that often accompanies even the most peaceful and constitutionally based protests. Nevertheless, as we enter the final months of the presidential campaign, we are absolutely required to focus with laser-like intensity on what a second Trump administration would look like. And that requires an evaluation of Trump's record, not his election rhetoric, against the charges of fascism that so many charged him with as a candidate. And it would seem the record is now clear from embracing racist nationalism as a governing tool to his enthusiastic talk of domination in recent days, from his 4-year effort to undermine every institution associated with free societies, from the courts to the free press, to his recent dismissal of the various federal inspectors general charged with stopping internal government corruption, to his attack on the undergirdings of American democracy, the separation of powers, indeed ignoring the authority of Congress, while undermining the bedrock of our federal system, the state governments, threatening to withhold funds whenever their behavior, from election planning and crowd control to their pandemic-based decision-making, displeases our wannabe supreme leader. Indeed, Trump's assaults on states' rights has been breathtaking. In short, we are way past speculating on whether Donald Trump is a fascist and must face the clear reality that if the fellow wins another term, a term no longer circumscribed by the needs for a second election 4 years hence, he will be in a position to make that ever so obvious vision of a fascist America even more real, and time for the rest of us to recognize that if we allow America to be so transformed, we will have betrayed our ancestors who fought so bravely in the Second World War to destroy fascism, and betray our descendants who might soon find themselves living in as dictatorial state as any who suffered under fascism in the last century.